Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we are going to learn from the beautiful and amazing Shallon Lester, Shallon XO on the gram. And she gives love advice, confidence, and inspiration, all these things. We're going to learn about how to get what you deserve. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing great. I look great, thanks to you, Dr. K. So I feel great. I look great. Everything's great.
You look beautiful. You look like you have a filter on, but you have nothing. No filter. Hashtag no filter.
That's all you and your products. That is all you. I take zero credit for my own attractiveness. This is 110% you.
Me and your mom, we'll have to include your genetics in there too.
Yeah, well, she can share a little of the credit.
Exactly. I met you so many years ago and you were living in New York at the time, and you have developed this very popular channel on Instagram as well as, are you on YouTube as well?
Yeah, YouTube's my biggest platform.
Yeah. Tell our listeners who don't know you what your what is your thing? What are you famous for? What are you known for?
So I'm a bit of Barbie meets Dr. Phil. I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader, but I'm going to shoot you straight. So I take celebrity advice because I used to be an editor at Star Magazine for a really long time. So I know more about celebrities than any person should. So I'll take like whatever's going on with celebs lately, whether it's Taylor Swift or Miley or Ariana, and kind of turn it into advice, because we love to watch these people and we're fascinated by their lives. But there is so much we can learn from what they do, and so much that we should not do based on their bad mistake. So it's a really kind of fun way to get some good advice and some life lessons with the little guilty pleasure of celebrity gossip.
Amazing. And you give lots of advice about dating and relationships that people send you questions. You have devoted fans who absolutely turn their lives around because they listen to your advice.
Yeah, they do say that, which is just the biggest compliment ever, my little shalligators, but they are wonderful. They can ask me questions. If anybody listening wants to ask me a question, you go to passes.com and find me on there and submit a question. But it's really just great to hear what's going on with people in the world in terms of dating. I'm not married. I have a boyfriend, but you know, we're all kind of in the trenches together. And I think there's this misinformation that once you reach a certain age or something, you just have everything figured out. And that's not true. Like, you really have to constantly keep learning and keep being self-aware and going to therapy and, you know, having your mindset right and just always working on yourself if you want really good outcomes, not just in dating, but, you know, in everything.
Yeah, I am so impressed with you and your courses. So you created a course that is all about how to get what you deserve. And does that apply to relationships or to life in general?
Pretty much to life in general. I mean, I'm focusing on relationships because it's my new Valentine's Day course. But yeah, if you can level up in one area, usually it's a domino effect, you know, like if you get healthy and you start eating well and going to the gym, that has a great ripple effect across the rest of your life. And so if you can like do the work in terms of leveling up the type of guy you date, the type of dates, all of this stuff, and treating yourself better to attract those better outcomes, you're going to be better at work. You're going to have better friendships. Your family relationships are going to be strengthened. It's just going to be a great ripple.
Where do our biggest insecurities come from? Like, why? I feel like we are very confident when we're very, very young. Like when I'm 6 years old, I know I'm going to be an astronaut and a ballerina, a doctor, and all of those things. And then suddenly by the time I'm 13 or 14, I think I'm so ugly and I don't like my face and I want to be like the other girls. I used to like myself and now I like them. And then it sticks with you until you're 25, 30. Like, I think really it's taken me like until I hit my 40s to love myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think part of the reason we, you know, idolize the other girls or influencers or celebrities is we think that other people have some sort of shortcut out there, you know, that the popular, happy, fit, whatever people, it's like, there's some like hack that I don't know. And if I could only have those boobs or that nose or that bank account or that guy, then I wouldn't be sad anymore. And I just need this external thing to kind of complete me. And then, oh my God, like I'm never going to cry. I'm never going to be anxious. Everything's going to be fine. And for a lot of women, and I'm sure Kay, you're one of them, like you get those things. You did become a doctor, maybe not an astronaut and a ballerina yet. There's a second act in there for you.
Yeah.
But like you get these things and then you're like, wait a minute. I'm still anxious. I'm still this. I'm still that. Like it's not, it's not the magic bullet. And then you're like, oh my God, I actually have to work on myself. And a lot of people just don't want to do that. You know, it's scary. It seems like a bottomless pit of therapy and crying and whatever, but it's not, you know. So people, then they chase something else. Okay. It's not the boobs that I needed. It's the car. It's the, you know, my kid needs to get into this school. It's just, it's one drug after the next that you're chasing, but it's actually a lot easier to go inward and just fix yourself. It doesn't seem like it is, but it actually is. I know because I've tried both.
And that seems such like a big project. Like, where do you even start? Where do you even start? Like with the everyday little baby habits or with just sitting down and doing life inventory on yourself?
Yeah, you can start at TJ Maxx with scented candles. I'm not kidding. Like, the That's way you start to love yourself. I know. Have to be TJ Maxx. If you want to go big with Jo Malone, go for it.
No, but I'm all about TJ Maxx. You can find good stuff there.
Oh, I love it. I love the hunt. It's like when you find something good, you're like, yes, you hold it up like Simba. You're like so proud of yourself. You start with TJ Maxx candles because you need to treat yourself the way you want the world to treat you. Like, I am my own best boyfriend. I am my own best friend. I am my own everything. And it doesn't mean you don't need these other people, that you don't need friends or parents or boyfriends, but you got to start from inside and like literally inside your own home. Like, my home is very sexy and relaxing. Everything dims. Everything smells good. Everything's a furry, sexy, satiny texture, because I want to feel those feminine vibes from the inside out. And once I am used to that, then I don't accept people in my life who are misaligned. It's like, I don't want to be around people who don't give me the same calm peacefulness that I get when I'm alone. And then you kind of build outward from that. It's like, okay, well, I want a relationship that's also a man who's treating me the way I treat myself. I'm not going over to some like trap house, college dorm, frat nest. I want to date a man who also has nice sheets. You know, like you quietly and bit by bit build these standards and these just expectations that you aren't afraid to enforce, because you give them to yourself. And then you're like, well, of course I deserve someone great, a great friend, a great lover, because I already have set this metric and I already give all these things to myself. So I want an equal. And so you're not afraid to approach the hot guy at the bar or the hot girl at Pilates and be like, hey, do you want to get a juice? And like, be friends with someone you admire, because you're like, no, these are my equals. These people aren't out of my league. This job isn't out of my league. They're equals. And it starts at TJ Maxx.
You said something very fun on one of your Instagram posts where you were dressed up to the nines. You looked so great. Oh, yeah. You were like, I do not need that guy who says, I don't like girls who get all dolled up. They're too high maintenance. And I just, I love sweatshirts and jeans and a casual vibe. And then what was your response to that? Tell everybody.
Good. Like, bye. Like, a man is saying that to keep you small so that you don't have any standards, so that he doesn't have to stress about not meeting them. Because if you set a high bar and he's like, well, shoot, I can't meet that, then that makes him feel icky as a man, because he should feel icky as a man. That's embarrassing for him. So he's going to gaslight you and be like, it's actually cool when you don't try and when you gain weight and when you don't take care of yourself. You know, that's great. You should be happy that I want that for you. No, no, you shouldn't. Like, it's not like you need to swan around in an Oscar de la Renta ball gown. I mean, if you want to, but it shouldn't be a man pushing you into that, so that you keep everything so low and so small and so quiet that he doesn't ever have to try.
Yeah. You should never have to make yourself small for
anyone
in your life.
Turn the brightness up and just burn his eyeballs out with your shine. Turn it up.
And he will know not to come near you, because he needs that other girl who's going to like dress down for him. And like, he can never make you happy anyway. So I guess thing water finds its level, right?
Yeah, it definitely weeds out the scrubs in my life. It's quality over quantity, which can feel lonely sometimes. You know, you see girls who aren't investing in themselves and don't have a lot of confidence. And it's like, why is she in a relationship and I'm alone? You know, and I'm doing the work and I'm taking care of myself. It's like, because girl, you're holding out for something good. You're not just, you don't have a beggar's scarcity mentality when it comes to dating. You really are waiting for like that filet mignon, not the drive-through.
Do you think sometimes women wait too long, or they become so selective and so super picky and unrealistic and about like humanness?
That's a really good point. And yes, I do think that that's a fear-based decision. You know, extremes are easy. Like, dating anyone who comes along is easy. Dating no one is also easy. You know, it's all kind of like protection thing, like that middle path of like, all right, like I'm going to give people a chance, but I'm also going to know when to walk away. And I'm going to have my standards, but I'm not going to be like so rigid that like, if he's not 6'2", I'm counting this person out completely, even though he's checking every single one of my boxes. And even though everyone's the same height lying down, you know, you can get really, really rigid. And it's, yeah, it's like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if you're not out there because you're just holding out for perfection, I think we all have to look at ourselves like, well, girl, are you perfect? You know, like I did that for a long time.
I see that in young people and some of my younger clients and even my young daughters, that they have all these check boxes that they're very super specific. So
what are they? Tell me, what are some of the boxes that you think are like hyper specific? I had this conversation with my mom this morning that she told me to take one of my boxes off the list.
Oh, really? I mean, I think everybody's obsessed with like, got to be really cute. And like you said, tall and also well-to-do. Like I never really hear people listing characteristics. Like for me, I need to have, they've got to be intelligent. Number one, like I very much need a person I can talk to, and they must be, you know, kind, loving, attractive is on the list, of course, but I think intelligence and honest and character, a person of substance, like a good person that you could grow old with, which you can't find that out on a dating app. I mean, how do you even find that? Like no one's going to say I'm intelligent. I'm honorable. I'm ambitious. Yeah.
And if they say that, watch out, because usually what people say is not the truth. It's like, I'm no drama. Ooh, are you, Crystal? I feel like you love drama. Yeah, kindness is one of those things where when I was younger, that was like, kindness. To me, that meant beta. You know, like, oh, a kind man. Now that I'm older and I've been like through every monstrous douchebag you can imagine, I'm like, yeah, no, kind sounds great. It means because it's actually an alpha trait, you know, a man who's listening to you and he's empathetic. But that comes with age. You know, when you're young and you want to belong and you want to be cool and validated, you want the tall, hot guy because that's an extension of you. When you get older, it's like, I don't care how this looks on Instagram. It feels good. We're happy. Who cares?
Exactly.
How it looks to other
like,
people.
Like Selena Gomez, like she's found her home. And even though he doesn't seem like he quite matches her level, I think that she's much more about, you know, internal love and
yeah. So yeah. You know, and if that's happiness, great.
Yeah. Wait, what is your advice on dating apps in terms of like how to spot the BS? Because I feel sad for this generation. Like they don't know how to go out, talk to someone in a bar, evaluate a human in person because they're screening everybody online.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't dislike apps, you know, because again, what was the old way? Like you get dressed up, you go out to a bar, you drink, you eat, you spend money. And like, you do get like the vibe check when you meet someone in real life, that like animal magnetism that you can't get over an app. But I think you can see red flags easier, like in the black and white of an app. To me, the number one red flag in a guy's profile is if he doesn't write anything. Like, where he's like, I'm an open book, just ask. Bro, I don't know you from a hole in the wall. If you can't come up with three sentences to summarize what you're looking for, what you like to do, either he doesn't like to do anything and he's just like a husk of a person, or he's afraid to put himself out there, which I also am not interested in dating that person. Or he's so full of himself, he doesn't think he has to say anything. Where it's like, she can ask me. Like, I'm not Barbara Walters. You can volunteer some information here, you know? That's a huge red flag.
Great point. What about for women? What red flags do women put out there that show that they're crazy? Ooh. So they know what to not write.
Yes. Women who write too much, like the paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs about don't swipe if you're just looking and don't do this. It comes across as very unhinged and negative. But focus on what you are looking for, you know? Because what people are not looking for is the same across everyone. It's like, if you're just looking for a hookup, like, yeah, dude, we get it. So when they just go on and on and on and on, it should just be a little commercial for you, just a little synopsis. What I put in my profile is always two truths and a lie, like that little game. It's like three little bullet points, like two truths and a lie, because it gives a guy a reason to reach out and say something beyond, hey, how's your week?
Yeah.
And I make them, they're always like interesting. And I make the lie something truth adjacent. Like I say, I speak fluent Greek. I don't, I speak Italian and French. So it's like that still leads to a conversation jumping off point. Mm-hmm. And I would say the biggest red flag with women are the photos. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Men are so visual. You know, half the time they don't even read your bio unless it's, you know, unhinged and demented. But don't post pictures of you drinking. It's holding a little glass of champagne at an event is completely different than you on your knees with a beer bong. Like, nobody needs to see that you drink like that. Mm-hmm. It's not wifey. It's not girlfriend. It's hookup, you know? Don't post pictures with friends who might be hotter than you, you know, because they might be. You probably don't think they might be. If it's a random guy, make sure it is obviously your dad or your brother. You know,
grandpa.
Grandpa. Go with gramps. You know, so you want to show a picture of you alone. You know, just how you look, what your body looks like, what your face looks like. No filters. You doing something interactive, like playing with your dog, or like playing frisbee. You know, something like that. Something that shows you care about something in life. You're at a charity gala. You're traveling. So things that showcase a little bit about you, not just selfie after selfie. And again, no alcohol.
Interesting. Very good points. Yeah. And for guys, the red flags are saying nothing. How about photo red flags with their
photos? Oh, God. Well, I live in Montana, so everyone's holding a fish. Everyone is holding a fish. Or a dead elk holding it by the antlers. Guys, I think, can get a little bit of a pass on photos because men just don't think to take photos. You know, they might only have, you know, the classic photo of a guy on an app, like he's got his arm around someone who he's hacked out of the picture. You just see like the little blonde streak. It's like, that was your ex. But that might have been the last time he dressed up and took a picture. So guys don't know how to hit their angles. They don't filter anything. So even if you're not like, oh, he's the hottest man ever, start talking. Women are seduced with their brains anyway, you know, so don't be overly focused on his bad photos.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Men are seduced with their eyes, women with their ears, basically.
Yeah.
What are your tips and pointers for like when you do go on the first date, or let's say you're at a party at a mixer and you want to mingle, but you just are kind of lacking the confidence, feel like a little bit of a wallflower. How do you encourage people to just get out there and like break the ice? It's pretty hard.
Yeah, it is hard. It's difficult. Like, who walks across a crowded bar to a hot guy that they see? You know, it's tough. Human beings love to be asked questions, love to talk about themselves. So you can bring up something that's like local going on in your town. Men also, so this is the thing, women communicate to build relationships. Men communicate to solve problems. Like, don't walk up to him and ask him to build you an IKEA shelf, but you can be like, hey, like, I don't know if you guys know about like the rodeo that's coming into town. Like, do you guys know when it is, or like who's riding? I live in Montana, so rodeo is a big topic, but like bring up something local, maybe something you guys could go to together. You could say something kind of cheeky, like, all right, I need you guys to settle a bet for us. Is Margot Robbie hot or is she beautiful? You know, like something that, something just to kind of get people talking and they can share their opinion. It's okay if it's a bit of a cheesy pickup line, or if it's not like your slickest moment ever, it doesn't matter. Like, people are really only thinking about what they're saying. So no one's really judging you as harshly as you think they are.
Very true. That's very true. I think that, you know, the ability to meet people at a party, like that goes into professional life too, networking and how to feel strong and confident, you know, in a room where you know nobody, how to make a conversation in an elevator. Those skills go a long way. You also mentioned that you want to teach people how to get what they want in the workplace. What are your tips?
Yeah. First, you have to know what you want, you know, and that's, women are not always taught to hone in on this. It's like, take what you're given. Be really grateful for these opportunities. I'm just so happy to be nominated, right? That whole vibe.
Yeah.
Figure out what do you want. And please understand, your coworkers are not your friends, and they are sure as hell not your family. Mm-hmm. Like, I lived in New York a very long time, and it is a brutal, cutthroat place because of that. Like, yeah, you can get along and you can talk about your day and bond, but make no mistake, if there's an opportunity, you need to be going for it, because that friendship's not paying your bills. You know, all those well wishes at the Christmas party, not getting you that bag that you want. So know what you want and be very, very ruthless about it. Like, don't be afraid to grab power. Don't be afraid to ingratiate yourself with your boss. Bosses usually want one of two things. They want power over people, or they want to not be bothered. by people. And so you need to help facilitate both of those outcomes. If it's power, position yourself as the person who will get the rest of the office on board with an idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, James, like, I'm going to make sure everyone's cool coming in on Saturdays. All right. But I would like it if you paid me time and a half for that day. You don't need to pay anyone else, because listen, I'm going to make this easy for you. Right. Mm-hmm. If he wants to not be bothered, be like, I'm just going to run interference. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm going to take on two people's jobs. You're going to pay me 2.5 times what that salary should be. And you're not even going to have to worry about these calls with corporate at the end of the week. I'll just do that. So that's how you get close to those positions of power and how you eventually move into them.
Interesting. That's very difficult to do.
It can be. Yeah, it can be. But if you have like a long-term goal, you can break those things down into bite-sized steps. And if you can slay the dragon of needing everyone at work to be your best friend, it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. A lot easier.
Yeah. I think now with work from home and working remotely, Is there anything that's changed in rules of engagement for that?
You know, I honestly don't know. I'm such an island being an influencer. Like, I don't really work with anybody.
Do you miss New York? Do you run the mountain? Like, that's such a diametrical opposite. Don't you miss the big city life?
I was just talking to my friend last night. I've been binging Gossip Girl, and I'm like, I miss the city. And she's like, we're all miserable here. Everyone is miserable. I was like, oh, okay, good. Like, that's the city. You know, that's how the city goes.
Cold, wet, and gray. At least you just have cold. It's probably cold and beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's affordable here. We're not paying $4,000 for a studio.
Oh my gosh. For a closet, basically. Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about Valentine's and Shalentine's. Ooh,
Shalentine's.
That you're teaching.
Well, I just put up a video today. I was doing my makeup and using your products, actually, Dr. K, about how so many of my girlfriends are afraid to ask their boyfriends or the guy that they're dating if they're going to do anything on Valentine's Day. Or it's like, are we exchanging presents? Are we going out to dinner? I don't know. And I'm like, you are sleeping with this man regularly and you can't ask the fairest question in the world.
Yeah.
And it's because they're afraid of the answer. And because if he's like, no, it's stupid, it's made up. So is the Super Bowl, sweetheart. You're still going to watch it. It's they don't feel like they have the confidence to walk away, to like read that writing on the wall. And that's absurd. If you're in a relationship with a man and Valentine's Day matters to you, it should matter to him. Who cares if it's made up? Christmas is made up. Everything's made up. Everything, every holiday ever is made up. Fantasy football is. Man, please, pays plenty of attention to that. Mm-hmm. So I think just stop shrinking and be like, okay, if you aren't a gift person, which bullshit, but if that is the deal, ask him, okay, well, how are you going to show that you appreciate me on Valentine's Day? And you can make it like fun and coquettish like that. It doesn't have to be a naggy conversation, but you do have to listen to his answer, because if his answer is essentially nothing because it's stupid, then that man doesn't care, dude. Like, relationships are full of things that your partner values that you're like, I don't get it. But you care because they do. That is partnership. It's like, that's my teammate. I don't get fantasy football, but great. Let him go do it. I don't understand cats, but she loves noodles. Okay. And that's partnership. And if he's not willing to do that, he's not a partner. He's a person that you date. He is not a partner. Mm. And it's better to see that than not see it. And it sucks to have to see it on Valentine's Day. I understand that. But
yeah. Would you say have that conversation a week ahead of time, a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
You got to plant ideas too. You got to give them time to like realize. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just dumb because guys are dumb.
Guys are dumb. Yeah. This is what I always say to get the gifts that I like. No matter who I'm dating, young, old, rich, poor, I say, I want something that I can wear and think of you.
Oh, okay.
Because that can be a Vuitton bag. That can be perfume.
Could be jewelry.
Yeah. Could be anything. Yeah, it could be a hoodie that I like, whatever. It could be anything. So it's enough of a guideline that they can still get creative, but you're not going to end up with like a tool belt, although that is something you could wear. So be careful.
Oh, actually, you could wear that. Yeah.
That's not good.
That's a good one. But then even like if you've been married a long time, like I've been married like close to 30 years now. And like we don't want to really go out on Valentine's because it is kind of like overpriced and they can't get a reservation surrounded by, you know, newly dating people. So those guys also are like, oh, it's a Hallmark holiday. Even these very loving husbands, like we got to have a conversation with them. We have to
say, yeah,
great.
Yeah. One thing I think is always something that every woman appreciates is a love letter. Like, who writes love letters anymore? But when I've had men write me love letters, like, I will keep them until the day I die. Like, they mean so much. And just the fact that they sit down and take time, it really is a thought that counts for women. So if a guy's like, it's stupid, the holiday, whatever, you're like, then write me a love letter, one page. You can even double space it.
And what about women? Aren't we supposed to do something for Valentine's Day, or is this uniquely a holiday devoted to showering women?
So this might be a controversial opinion. I do not believe women should get men gifts. Christmas, birthdays, that's a separate story. Valentine's Day, no. Men are hardwired to provide that gifts, and that providership is a metric of their success as a man. And if we try to like compete with that, it's like a man wearing lipstick and high heels. We're like, what are you doing? This is my thing. I'm the pretty prize here. Like, please take off that winged liner. We wouldn't like it. So, because men, when you give them a gift, they go into calculation mode. How much did she spend? Is it more than me? Does she make more than me? Am I less than a man? Can I not provide? And even if we love to give gifts, because so many girls do, give them to your friends. And for a dude, bake him something, do the whipped cream bikini girl, wear lingerie, like frame a picture of you two, like at the most, give him a massage. But an actual like gift, I would be very leery of doing that. There's so many ways to show appreciation for a guy that are not gifts. Like that's like their language. We don't want to start speaking that.
That's so interesting. I never thought of it that way, but good. That takes a lot of relief off of me, because I'm debating like, do I have to get something? And then I always feel slightly like, okay, he got me all this and I got him a card. All I got him was a card. But that's okay. You're right. I shouldn't worry about that.
No, they like it. They want to provide and lavish. The same way we like to get dressed up and look pretty for them. And, you know, like, I don't want a man in lingerie. Has any woman ever said, I just want a guy to just wear that frilly man thong? Blah. Like, that's not the way we do that. Like, we don't want it in reverse.
Exactly. How do you feel about guys taking care of themselves, like physically, outwardly? Like, we put a lot of energy and effort into our face, our skin, our hair care. Are there things we should do to be encouraging men to be better at taking care of themselves?
Yes, God, in Montana, it is just the who's who of dumpy. I mean, guys here could not try less. Yeah, there's not a lot of effort out here. And I really miss New York City, and anywhere I go, I'm like, look at their style. And they're like literally just in jeans and a nice t-shirt. I'm like, wow. I think just positive reinforcement. Very few people make change in their life from insults or criticism, really, when you think about it. Like, you look terrible today. Like, oh, but if you're like, God, that lip color is amazing on you, you're gonna want to wear it more. So if you buy him, and this is something you can buy men, only buy them things that directly benefit you. Like, I bought my boyfriend this really nice soap, and he's like, oh, this is how you want me to smell. It's like, yeah, it is. Like,
Love
he got
it.
it. It's like, okay, I got it. And I'll like compliment him when he wears certain things. Like, wow, I can't keep my hands off you. So just
You are so
build up the positive.
strategic. I love this. Wait,
I
what's
am.
the short list of really good birthday presents for guys? Because I can never get the right
Ooh. Guys like experiences, you
thing.
know, anything you can do that's experiential, a concert, and make it like really intentional. Like, I got us like tees from the band and like, you know, stuff like that. It promotes bonding because it creates adrenaline, and that will help you to bond. And that's, again, it's not like a money thing. If you are gonna buy a man something or like take him to the movies, he should never ever see you pay. He should never watch that transaction. It's very emasculating. If you want to go to the movies ahead of time and get the ticket, that's fine. He should never see the money. Weird thing. Let's see. What I like to do is a sexy scavenger hunt. It's a bit elaborate, but it's like a five senses scavenger hunt, and you can do it around his house or your house, like a little thing for each sense. So like, taste might be chocolate covered strawberries or his favorite food, and like a shot of his favorite whiskey. And like, smell can be like cologne or like sexy body oil that you want him to put on. And you're the last thing, your touch, and you're like in lingerie.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, that's a great Valentine's night right there.
And it's easy and it's pretty
That's a good one.
cheap.
Amazing. So those are the tips for get your guy to dress well, take care of himself, maybe bring him along for the Botox appointment. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Once you're
Yeah.
married.
Facials. Guys like facials more than I realize. You know, they like being touched. They
like
attention.
pedicures too.
They
They
do, yes.
like sports pedicures. I know a few guys.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's actually a good one because, like, who doesn't like nice toes, you know?
I know. Again, it's a gift for us. It's the
It's
gift
a
for us.
total gift for us. Yeah. I have questions too about, like, your thoughts on the recent Grammys, on stars or actresses having dramas going on right now. Can you bring us up to date on a little bit of Gossip Girl?
Yeah, I think the tide is starting to change against Taylor Swift. She just did not.
Oh,
It
that
wasn't
was
her best.
bad.
It wasn't her best. Oh, that look was just dreadful. It's always just very costumey to me. Like the clothes are always wearing her. And yeah, I mean, say what you want about the Kardashians. When they go costumey, like they're in on the joke of it being like a costume and like a whole vibe. And Taylor just doesn't seem to be in on it. And a big issue was she accepted an award for album of the year, acted like she was so surprised. Girl, you've won it 4 times. It's always this me, you know, it's very theatrical theater kid. And she snubbed Celine Dion. She didn't even acknowledge Celine Dion, who's giving her the award. And Celine's very sick. This was a big deal that she was there. And then her team. Yeah.
She barely
It was
moved.
sad.
This woman who can
Yeah.
barely move is there
Oh,
for you.
Right. For you. And then her team went into damage control, I've heard, and pushed her to get a picture with Celine ASAP backstage. But it's like, girl, we see you. We see what's going on here. And then there's the issue of her dragging Lana Del Rey up on stage, which did not go over well with a lot of people because Lana had just lost that category to Taylor. And people thought it was kind of a mean girl move to make Lana like sort of stand there next to Taylor, watch her accept the award that she wanted.
That was kind of weird. It was very awkward. Very awkward, I thought. And then I just really hope she doesn't get like engaged right at the Super Bowl or something, like
Ooh.
steal the thunder or do. I also thought it was weird to announce her album premiere. Like, what if every artist got up there and advertised? It's basically an advertisement. Like,
totally,
yeah.
totally. I do
Steal
think that
from
they're
the
going to
art.
rig the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, that would be crazy.
I've heard this. This is the conspiracy. This is the tinfoil hat theory that they're going to rig it so that everyone can get that shot of Taylor and Travis kissing on the field. Like,
Really?
yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. I
We
don't
will.
know.
What if she performs?
That would be crazy. No, that's going to turn it into like you said, it steals the thunder from the men. It's very emasculating. No one will be looking at the football players. They'll all be looking at the girl.
True. True. I wonder if the NFL cares if it just gets more eyeballs on it. But if it takes time away from Usher, the king,
And we're going to be very
no.
upset. We're going to be very upset. He's looking good these days.
He's always such a legend.
He's maintaining. Any other stars that you think are really drama filled right now?
Oh gosh. Well, Miley at the Grammys seemed to use her acceptance speech to escalate her family feud and only thank her mom and sisters.
But she was so genuinely happy. That was cute.
She was. It is cute. I can't believe that she's never won a Grammy.
I know, honestly. And then Beyonce. Okay, what about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Oh, it's just enough. Like, Beyonce is literally, she has won more Grammys than anyone else, than anyone ever. And Jay has also won. He's like in the top seven, top 10. So for him to get up there and use a moment that could be, he could have promoted a charity. He could have promoted something political, which is douchey, but at least it's something. But to get up there and be sour grapes over your wife, who is literally such a star, I don't understand why people aren't so grossed out by that.
Yeah, it made it feel small, and I don't know.
Yeah.
He should have just brought his daughter and made it about the little, you know, the happiness of the night. But
yeah, and his daughter is adorable. I can't believe she's all grown up. It's crazy. What? Who let this happen?
I know, but I do feel for her. Like, of course, she deserves an album of the year at some point. It's crazy. It's a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so entertaining in preparation
Good.
For Valentine's Day. What a great topic. So I've learned from you how to be more confident, how to screen things on apps, which luckily I don't have to use being married, but I worry for
nice.
My patients, my poor, beautiful young women, and my daughters, my own daughters, and all this generation growing up. So you are such a great source of advice. Where can people find you on your social handles?
You can find me on YouTube. I'm Shallon Lester, or you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at ShallonXO. And like I said, if you have a question for me, you can find me on passes.com. And if you want access to my courses, it's in my little fan group, the Chalantourage, and the links to that are on Instagram and pretty much everywhere.
That's amazing. You're such a great speaker. I'm going to invite you to an
Thank
event
you.
one of these days.
Oh my God.
Motivating. You are motivating.
Love it.
And you look
Love it.
Fabulous. Keep up the good work and come see me when you're in LA.
I will. I'll keep up the good work by seeing you, darling.
That's it for now. Please don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our most amazing skincare. Get your glow on like our girl, Shallon. Mm-hmm. And I think she's loving our vitamin C, our deep blue hydration, our stem cell.
Yes.
For all of the above on beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, beauties. See you next time.